Number 9.
Hey, Kenneth. I was looking at the latest post on our company's blog, the one about the release of our new earphones. The release date is wrong. It should be May 15th, not the 5th, as stated in the post.
Really? That post was added by Jason last night.
Well, we need to take care of it immediately so we don't mislead our customers. Ask Jason to do that right away.
I'm afraid he has the day off today. I'll handle it instead.
Thanks.
Question. What does the woman say about the company's blog?
Number 10.
Excuse me, sir. Has anyone turned in a train pass today?
I'm afraid not. Have you lost yours?
Yeah, when I used mine this morning, I was certain I put it back in my wallet, but I guess I didn't.
I can give you the form to purchase another one.
Looks like I have no choice. It makes me so frustrated, though. I had just put $50 on it. Now I've lost it all.
I'm sorry. Here's the form. It should only take a couple of minutes to fill out.
Thanks. I'll do that now.
Question. Why is the woman upset?
Number 11.
Michelle, I'm sorry I couldn't make it to the piano concert last Sunday.
No problem. I sold your ticket to Jasmine, so it wasn't wasted.
I'm relieved to hear that. Did you enjoy the concert?
Well, the pianist was superb. Unfortunately, we were bothered by another audience member, though.
What happened?
He was continuously whispering to the person next to him and playing with his smartphone. It was hard to concentrate.
Oh, that's a shame.
Question. What was the woman's problem?
Number 12.
Hello, Jenny Williams speaking.
Hello, I'm calling about a package I'm supposed to deliver to your house.
Oh, I see. Is there something wrong?
When you selected your delivery option online, you asked us to use the delivery box.
Yes, I won't be home until 7 tonight.
Unfortunately, the package won't fit in the box. Could I leave it in another location instead?
Sure. If you can take it around to the side of the house, there's a bicycle shelter. You can leave it there.
Question. What does the man ask the woman to do?